Hey folks, this is Jesse Cope back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well wherever y'all are and whatever part of the day you're in. I sure do appreciate you joining me and giving me a little bit of your time and energy, efforts. For those of y'all that continue to share the podcast and tell others about it, thank you so much. I'm very grateful. Had some rain on the homestead, but it has been warm enough that things are already growing. Although if we get a hard freeze anytime soon, it's going to be nasty. I know some of y'all that listen in places are laughing right now because y'all are dealing with hard freezes every day. I talked to a man that I am acquainted with for a little while now. And the temperatures up in the Montana, Idaho area have been in the negative 30s. Different world. At any rate, Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the encouragement that you send us through fellow believers. Thank you that we can trust you and your timing in all things. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Forgive us our greed and our selfishness. Forgive us our pride and our arrogance, our judgment of others. Rash words and actions, cowardice and our unbelief. Forgive us when we go astray, Father, by accident or by design. Help us to do your will, Lord, and guide my words here. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Little vignette before we get into those podcast topic. I guess we're already in the podcast. If you're suffering, I'm going to do a poor job of this, folks. I can already tell, so forgive me, but I'm going to do the best that I can in the moment. If you're suffering right now, if your heart's broken, or if your body's broken, or if your mind is broken, if you're struggling, it doesn't matter with what, whether it's a broken marriage, broken family, broken bones, addiction, violence, alcohol, drugs, sex, obviously in a poor way, a way contrary to God's commands. When we go through those times, it's hard to see this. I've managed very rarely to acknowledge this truth when I've been in some really dark times. Not very often, sadly. But we can trust that God's got everything in hand. It doesn't make it feel any better it doesn't take the heartache away or the pain. Maybe it lessens it a little bit, but when you have when you when we choose Christ, when I look and say, okay, God, I'm going to choose your son. I don't really know what's going on here in this life or in this moment in particular, but I'm going to choose him because he's the only way that I'm going to get to you, get to heaven, eternity, salvation. And I'm going to trust you. I don't like it. Sometimes, in fact, I'm pretty angry at God, which is probably more an indication of my lack of faith than anything else. But I guess it's also at the same moment, it's an indication of my faith, because if I didn't believe, I wouldn't be mad at him. If I didn't believe, there'd be no reason to get mad. You can't get mad at something that doesn't exist, right? And yet I do. I get really mad, furious, which is, you know, I mean, when you really look at it a few different ways, it's kind of laughable, right? God gives us this life to begin with, made the whole universe for us. And we're going to get mad at him. I told y'all I was going to do a poor job of this, but and it's already gone on longer than I intended, and maybe that's okay. The point is, folks, whatever you're going through now, I'm not trying to make light of it, and I'm not trying to tell you that I've got some magic pill that's going to make it all better suddenly. I don't. But if you have put your faith in Christ, whether it's been decades or whether you've just done it within the last month or two, you can trust that he's got it all. And there's a reason. Maybe I wouldn't see it even if I knew your circumstances. I guarantee you there's sometimes I look at my own circumstances and I cannot for the life of me figure out what the plan is. But I'm going to choose to trust that he's got a plan. Because what's the alternative, folks? That it's just all random. That we're just kind of here by luck of the draw. And nobody's really in control. And I completely reject that. And so I'm trying to be a little bit encouraging and comforting in that whatever you're going through, God knows. He knows. And you can get mad at him. That's okay. You know, we get as kids, we get mad at our parents quite often. And if you have good parents, they handle it pretty well. Doesn't mean that you don't get in a little bit of trouble if you smart off to them, but they handle it pretty well. And God handles it even better than they. And so if you're hurting, if you don't understand what's going on, if you can't figure it out and you feel just like you're on your own, you're not. He knows. He knows that person that you're missing. He knows that void in your heart, that pain in your body. And I don't know. I can't tell you what his plan is, except to make sure that you get home to be with him, because this is an infinitesimally, if I pronounce that word correctly, small slice. It's in fact, when you compare it with eternity, it's nothing. It's the blink of an eye, at best. Not even that. And I know it doesn't feel that way, folks, but at any rate, I'll move on. I hope that was a little encouraging to some of y'all, if you're struggling. In God we trust, this nation under God. We One of the things the don't know if it's a core trait, one of the similarities across the board between communism and socialism, Nazism, fascism, leftism, Islam, Muslims. One of the core things that they do is try and erase history and rewrite it in a way that suits their needs in the moment, their agenda. And in America today, the way that we see that is really, it's across the board culturally. But you see it in education and what we teach our children today or don't teach them in public education. You see it in the removal of statues from across our country in different places, all under the guise of DEI or critical race theory or some nonsense like that. Think one of the best examples that I have heard recently, and I haven't been able to verify this myself, but I trust the source impeccably. And if you find out that this is wrong, let me know. Tell me. I always appreciate it when y'all give me feedback, especially when I've made a mistake and I need to correct something. But I believe that at West Point, at some time in the last few years, has stopped teaching out of Lee's Lieutenants, which is a book by, I cannot remember the guy's name, Douglas. Well, I'll have to look it up at some point. Some of y'all know who I'm talking about. It was a book, actually, that Truman, a series of books, it's volumes, about the Civil War. I think it's four volumes, maybe. Four or five, three or four. And it just kind of covers the Civil War from the point of Lee and his major generals. And God, that's just horrible, folks. We've got a military that's supposed to win our nation's battles. And we ought to be giving them all the tools in the world. And Lee was, one of the problems that we had in the Civil War was that Lee was so good. If you switched him with the early leadership on the North, the war would have been over probably in a matter of months for the North winning, which is one of the great tragedies that he didn't take the offer. But at any rate, that's just another example of trying to erase our history, our heritage. And it ties in with separation of church and state. And there's this great effort to erase this tie. This is one of the reasons we do the podcast. It's probably the second main reason, after hopefully drawing people individually to God. And so we're going to look, one of the ways that this really is laughable, this idea that we're a secular nation, a pagan republic like Rome, is when you look at some of our monuments, right? The Washington Monument, for example, has the phrase, I'm going to pronounce the Latin horribly, so forgive me, Laus Deo, which means praise be to God on the capstone, right? The aluminum capstone on the top. When you walk up the stairwell, and I've never seen this in person, but I would certainly like to someday, there's different blocks that have Bible verses or part of Bible verses carved into them, like holiness to the Lord, Search the scriptures. The memory of the just is blessed. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, right? The last one from Proverbs. Phenomenal, right? And so true. And it's one of the reasons that we're having so many problems today is because we have stopped training children up in the way that they should go. We've stopped teaching them the Bible. We used to be a society that knew the Bible. Even the people that didn't choose Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior knew the precepts of Christ because our society was founded, our country, our nation was founded on it. Well, the opposite of this proverb is obviously true. We see it today. When you don't train your child, our children, our nation's children in the way they should go, when we don't teach them the Bible, when we don't teach them God's word, I just look at the disasters, the increases in anxiety, depression, suicidal ideations, the heartbreak that's being caused in our children across the nation by LGBTQ lifestyles, the confusion, the pain, just. It's easy to see how true that proverb is because you can see the reverse of it so well today. Statue of George Washington. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than those of the United States. You know, we've read this quite a few times. From Washington, you know, we carve this stuff on our buildings and our statues, and yet people try and sell the lie today that our founders didn't want anything to do with God and Jesus Christ. That's just simply not true. The U.S. Capitol, in the House chamber. Is the inscription "In God We Trust" also there? Above the gallery door, there's a marble relief of Moses surrounded by other lawgivers. The Senate chamber, there's the inscription "He has favored our undertakings," talking about God. And the words "In God We Trust" are also written above the southern entrance. And these particular little comments, folks, just so you know, they're coming out of the Patriots Bible, which is edited by Dr. Richard G. Lee. It's a great resource if you're looking for just kind of an introduction to this topic about how much our nation was founded on God. This is a great place to start. In fact, of the three resources that I speak of often, the Founders Bible, America's God and Country Encyclopedia of Quotes, and the Patriots Bible is probably the one that I would recommend to buy first, just to kind of get into it. So, at any rate, in the rotunda, there's paintings like the Baptism of Pocahontas. The embarkation of the pilgrims, which shows the pilgrims praying on ship led by William Brewster. And there's an open Bible where you can see the words clearly, the New Testament according to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And on the ship's sail are the words "God with us." The Capitol's chapel has a stained glass window with Washington in prayer. And the inscription, "This nation under God." And Psalm 16:1, "Preserve me, God, for in thee do I put my trust." You know, I didn't really look at that too much before I started talking about earlier, folks, but there's so many places in the Bible where it tells us to trust God, and I do such a poor job. I mean, even Even today, I have things in my life where I'm looking at God going, you don't know what you're doing. You have absolutely no idea what you're doing. And yet so many things in my life, have answered prayers that I thank him for each day. But man, it's hard. I understand. So this Psalm 16:1 is great. Preserve me, God, for in thee do I put my trust. We've got a couple more we'll come back to, kind of finish up, and we'll move on to something else. But folks, this idea, even our monuments, and maybe that is why they're trying to get rid of so many, because if they can erase history, then they can pretend it was whatever they want it to be, which is just not true. We were absolutely born a Christian republic. God bless y'all, your families, your marriages. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.